students from state universities, the Florida Yes Coalition, and members of the Coalition Against Nukes held signs and handmade solar panels and chanted for several hours in the sun. Since 2008, Progress Energy has charged its customers up front to build a nuclear plant in Levy County and update their Crystal River plant. Mandy Hancock is with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and said the cost isn't worth it.
This is an investment that we're making in our bills right now, and these reactors are not even scheduled to be online for at least a decade from now. And there's no guarantees that they're going to be built. And so there's an investment being made with no guarantee of any return on the investment. Given the fact that we fully believe that this detracts from true solutions like solar and efficiency and retrofitting and that type of thing, we just don't think it's a good investment of resources. Add to that the fact that nuclear could never be a solution for Florida just because of the water problems we have in the state. There is a serious strain on our water resources in the state.
Both Progress Energy and Florida Power and Light have applied for a combined operating license, which the Nuclear Regulatory Commission may approve next year. Hancock hopes the permit is denied.
If they get that combined operating license, they'll look at how much energy we need, if it's still a financially feasible thing to do, and then they'll make the decision to build.
But she is skeptical that if the license is approved, they may not even build the plant. Suzanne Grant is with Progress Energy and said that shareholders may play a role in that decision.
We will continue to assess the project to make sure that it's in the best interest of our customers, the state, and our shareholders. Once we have that license in hand, which has value and will remain valuable for a certain period, long period of time, it's not something that means we have to build it the day that we get it. But our plan is to move forward with the plant.
Hancock and others are concerned that without a firm commitment to build, the nuclear industry will pocket money obtained through the early cost recovery. In 2008, Progress customers paid an additional $11 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. Next year, that could be $5 if it's approved by the Public Service Commission on October 24th. But Hancock is also concerned that water resources may be at stake.
Most generating stations have at least two reactors on site, and they usually require about 80 to 100 million gallons of water a day. And then up to two-thirds of that is lost in consumptive loss. And so that steam that goes into the atmosphere that may not necessarily be returned into the watershed that the water was initially drawn from.
Suzanne Grant with Progress Energy claims that they pump the water back into the aquifer and local waterways, denying any water-intensive operations at the Crystal River plant. But Hancock said Florida Power and Light's Turkey Point facility could indeed pose a threat to the environment if enough wastewater is not available.
Their backup source is from the Biscayne Bay. And as we know, the Biscayne Bay and the Everglades National Park are both two very resource-intensive restoration projects. And so we really don't think it's a good idea to start drawing hundreds of millions of gallons of water out of the bay at this point when they're trying to restore it.
Christine Wall is with the Coalition Against Nukes and also doesn't think the Levy County plant will be built. The plant could cost more than $7 billion and take 10 years to build. Progress Energy says they will need $135 million in cost recovery. They will ask for another $22 million to upgrade its Crystal River plant. Christine Wall said the Crystal River plant does not safely store its nuclear waste.
The fuel rods there are in water filled pools, similar to Fukushima. The fuel rod pools contain a lot more radiation than reactors themselves. If there's a hurricane, the backup systems only last for hours, not days. And as we know here in Florida, if a hurricane takes out the grid for electricity, the electricity can be down for a lot longer. So then the water heats up in the fuel rod pool, and the zirconium that contains the radioactive waste breaks down, and then radiation is released. So that could be a potential Fukushima event for us.
Grant from Progress Energy maintained the safety of the plant. She said solar isn't economically viable, although they would support the technology if it were. University of South Florida student Lauren Riley is with the Florida Yes Coalition and pays a Progress Energy bill. Although their cost recovery request is 6% lower than the current rate, she doesn't support nuclear power and doesn't want to fund it at all. She hopes Progress Energy will change their ways.
Definitely not too late for Progress Energy to, you know, reformat their business structure and actually think about the people that they're giving energy to, not as people who buy energy, but as people, who share a planet together, and kind of realize that they're gearing towards so many, you know, negative things. Like the air pollution from coal is giving thousands of people asthma, and, you know, they could really change the health of society if they would go solar and go with wind power.
Kofi Hunt is with Awake the State and said that customers shouldn't have to pay the price for a private project they may not support.
It's not fair for them to increase our bills to build a plant. I think they should look for investors. And also, there's a bill introduced to the Florida House to no longer allow them to introduce this. So I think it's good to advocate so that bill has more strength in the House.